So this is where you were hiding. And here I thought you'd be waiting for me when I got home. No, not complaining. Just curious. So, how was it? Don't play coy now. I know everything. Today, it was a big day for you, wasn't it? For my little cutie, it's almost impressive how much you're dodging the question. Don't tell me, did it go bad? Do I have to beat anyone up? No. I'm mostly kidding, but I don't mind if I have to, you know. Anyone willing to mess with you. Anyone willing to even look at you funny. I'd be happy to mess them up. A prince no longer. That's what I would call it. If they were to mess with you in the wrong way. And I mean, ways that steal that smile away. Then they steal away my happiness. And I think I have every right at that moment to take theirs as well. Don't you think? It's good to see you, honey. Baby. Darling, sweetheart. I can't think of any other ones right now. Beautiful, handsome, gorgeous, perfect. My other half? Look, I'm maybe getting a bit desperate with it, but I guess I'm just happy to see that smile, even if it's a bit weaker than the last one. Now, pardon me for interrogating, but of course I want to know why. Who made you smile like that? Not as much as last time. I'm not saying something always has to be amiss. For a smile not to carry as much happiness, considering some days are just... Yes, as you say. It is like that, isn't it? Some days just don't feel as wonderful as others. But today, I want to make it something wonderful. Not for any other purpose, and I'm selfish that way. For as much as I could live for merely the satisfaction of seeing your cute face, I don't like being satisfied with just that. Perhaps I'm being too greedy with it. Perhaps I like to see more in life. That's why you're coming with me. You have no choice in the matter. This way, here we are, out the door. No time to get ready, no problem. You see, today, it should be a special day. Not the normal kind of special, of course. This kind of special is the kind where you get to smile like when we first met. You may see it as this or that, or maybe me doting too much. But I promise you, I can read you sometimes even better than you can read yourself. A bold statement indeed, isn't it? And yet all the same, I will waste nothing in spoiling you today. What do you think? Should it be something of a date? Or maybe you have something to tell me? Whether it's both or neither, I will thoroughly enjoy your company. What better way to celebrate after work, don't you think? You've been busy, and I appreciate that. But at least learn to take some time for yourself, too. You could use it, don't you think? That's it. Was that so hard to admit? I mean, come on. You've clearly got something on your mind. After what happened today and... Yes. No. Not like that. Come on. Listen to me. I will do anything for you. That's a powerful boon if you think about it. Don't you think? Little cutie. Oh, come on. At least I'm making an effort, right? No need to worry. You can leave everything to your Toru. I've left so much for you. So many things. And yet right now, what I'd like to leave the most is a good impression on this date. You agree, don't you? It'd be much better if the date goes well. Where to take you? I've thought of 6 different possibilities. Well, you see, you tend to get jealous when we go to public areas and my fans get to us, so I thought, what better way than something more private? Something where we can see the world for what it is. So, I've worked with a friend of mine, and he's gotten us a penthouse. You know, one of those suites at the hotels. It overlooks the entire city, and I want to see those sparkling lights with you. I know, it's not much different than a date in the house. But I wanted it to be a date you would remember. Something that would really make your heart flutter. Like it was the first date all over again. I know, back at campus, it was completely different. When everything was about volleyball, I, admittedly, got distracted easily. I made mistakes in this relationship, and I didn't take you as seriously as I should. Nor did I understand that being a prince to so many, and that everybody takes you at nothing but face value. Being good at something, it's great. But it doesn't make up for the fact that even if you're good at it, you can still get better. And that's how I feel with our love life. I don't want it to stagnate. I don't want the honeymoon phase to ever end. And I know that so many people say that it does for everyone. I refuse to accept that, honey. And that's why... In you go. For what it's worth, I've never felt you are lacking in any way. And I know, perhaps, that's the rose-tinted glasses, but I don't want someone else. I want you. I want you so badly, sometimes that it hurts. Little cutie. Your lips are my dreams. Your touch is my passion. Your thoughts and feelings are what matter so much to me. And perhaps a hopeless romantic is something you've gotten many, many times before. But even if that's the case, I'll still not apologize for it. You probably don't mind, right? I can only assume that you don't mind. With that expression, I'm certainly holding my breath. Do you like when I do this? When I hold you like this. When I can't help but swoon over you. Like it's the first day we've met. Pardon, but... Little cutie, I more than love you. It feels so funny to say it, doesn't it? It feels like a different kind of day. The way that everything falls in place while at the same time falling apart. The day outside compared to the day up here. How I've longed to just have a moment away from everything. The spotlight is not something that I've grown accustomed to even once in my life. But now with you, I understand why people say sanctuary is your free time. The time you get to have with someone who you want to. Someone who means more than all the fans in the world. That someone is you. That someone is the one I love to hold, to touch, to kiss. I know my words drum on. I know their meaning may get lost somewhere along the lines, but I will never apologize for trying to maintain this infinite honeymoon phase. Do you like that? I love the way when you smile. I don't know what to call them, but your cheeks right here, they make a shape that makes my heart feel full. Just like when I tell you I love you and I look you right in the eyes. The way sometimes you can't meet my eyes with yours. I know you're not exactly the most shy. But for what it's worth, I like both your shy and bold qualities. Every single one of them. In fact, I even like your little awkwardness that happens sometimes. In truth, I think it happens to both of us quite often. The awkwardness of love. And yet, isn't that part of what makes it sweet? Look at this area. This penthouse. I know it's not something we can live in every day, but we can dream. We can have our dreams, even if it's just for tonight. I will never give up until we reach this point where we can see the city like this. Every day off that I have, I want to spend it with you. I want it to be as memorable as this. The many skylines and cars down there. I know it's not everything, but something about seeing the light glisten against your features. It makes me feel complete. It makes me feel something that I never stopped feeling since the day I've met you. I look into those eyes and I see my future. This moment feels so genuine, so incredibly powerful that my heart races without even a second thought. I've never had cold feet when it comes to you, but this is what it's all about. Not the regality, not even where we are. Because even if we were sharing a couch on some random small place in the worst situation, I would still be with you. Even if we didn't have a place to lay our head at night, I'd still see you as that one thing in my life, keeping me together, keeping it all worthwhile. Because life always has a way of throwing things at you that shock you, disappoint you, or break you down. But you build me up again. You're the support group that I always needed. That I'm so thankful that I have you now. But it's not just that, is it? If it was just you supporting me, that wouldn't be fair. No. I think supporting is a poor word for what I want to do to you. Not because it's disingenuous, but because I think spoiling suits it better. I love it when you feel spoiled. I love it more when you feel alive. I love it even more when you say you love me. I love you too. That's exactly what it means to me to be with you. That flutter you feel when your heart races when we're this close. You give me that feeling so, so often that I feel almost like I'm competing to give you it more. I can't stand the thought of letting you not experience such an ecstatic feeling. Have I done a good job so far, little cutie? I love you. I crave you. I need you. I got ahead of myself, lost from one kiss to the next. Would you blame me if I wanted you, right here and now, to hold you and cherish you forever? And that being just the start, just the beginning, just the first page of the story, I want it to be something you cherish in your heart. Like I cherish every one of these memories we make. Have you ever wondered why I take so many selfies with you? It's because I want everyone and everything to know that you're my treasure. The one thing I could never live or perform without. You are everything to me, my love. I can't let you get away with being that cute. That's special. I owe you so many things. But it's never been about owing or debts. It's always been about the feelings as real as they are that I want to express. Yes, yes, little cutie. I love to hear you say that. Tell me more. So that's it. I love you. And little cutie, I think it's high time that I do more than say it. More than kisses, more than holding. I wish to make tonight truly a night to remember, and one where years later we'll be able to do it again and again and again until everything in the world is full of wonder again. Because I won't let it be stolen from you. That wonder in your eyes deserves to flourish. It deserves to be something more than just a dream. So shall we? Shall we make it more than that? That expression is so, so adorable. Mind if I burn it into my memory? Well, look at that. A core memory that I don't think I could ever forget. In the form of that face, that look, wonderful, one of a kind little cutie that I live for. How I will cherish it. And cherish you, of course. Don't go getting jealous of a selfie. You're amazing. Incredible. And perfect. In fact, to me, you could do nothing wrong. As shameless as it is to say. And to that end, I challenge you to think of something more impactful than something like this. Something that starts with a kiss. My hands drifting to your waist as I hold you, dancing to a song that doesn't exist. Kissing your neck and cherishing every sound and reaction I can get a hold of. That's what I desire so much, to see you loved and happy. And I won't spare even a single inch, because if I did, could I call myself the best one for you? Best man in the world for you? I could hardly say that without at least this measure of spoiling. Don't be shy. I did say every inch. So please, relax, darling, and allow me to make you feel. Did I make you feel already? I don't mind that one bit, but it's never good enough. Not yet. Little cutie. Don't you feel for me? Better yet, shall we feel together? With such an avid effect, I'm sure both of us could feel so much more. I live for moments like this, that I can see you in ways that no one else can, that I can be with you in ways that no one could even imagine. Do I make you feel? I want to so badly, little cutie. Feisty, aren't you, little cutie? That's not a complaint by any wild stretch of the imagination. In fact, I don't mind at all. When my cute girl gets feisty, touching you all over always steals my breath away. It makes me think of all the things I want to do to you. Do you want to do things to me too? Yeah. I don't want it to be over so fast. Not even inside me. I can feel you're wet through all those clothes. Press against me more. I love grabbing a handful of the perfectly fun, grabbable butt you've got. You're so sexy, so fucking hot. And you make me feel hot too. Just look at how hard you made me. Yeah. Let those hands wander. Yeah. Let those hands wander. Little cutie. Oh, you make me want to bite the pillow. Fuck. Fuck. Something about that stickiness between us, that loon string of unmentionable stickiness that drips between us when we collide, our crotches on fire with desire, our bodies, minds, and hearts in sync, and everything laid bare with only clothes getting in the way. Yes, darling. Yes. Don't stop. You like it when I do that. I love when we're like animals, like this. Where we know there's no stopping, no in between. No, not yet. No. is more than romantic. It's life-changing. But feeling you when you're moving like this is even more. I love you. I love you. Fuck. 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 I love our sex life. I love you. I love us. I love everything. Little cutie. I can't. Fuck. Fuck. I know you can feel my balls clench. I know you can feel how much is pouring inside. I know you can feel how much I feel. I want you to feel. I want you to feel. Fuck. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh fuck. Little cutie. You make me feel so much. You're lost in that feeling so much. So much. I love you. You deserve all the kisses. Every last one. It's all yours. 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 I love you so much. And I want tonight to last forever. With you. With you. Let's make tonight last at least a little longer, shall we?